Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Eric Edholm to the show. He writes for NFL.com. Eric, I'm gonna push the Falcons to the side for just 1 or 2 minutes. All right. Yep. I just want to talk about Thursday night football for a little bit. Interesting matchup tonight between the Jets and the Patriots. You don't have to go too far into this. I'm scared that maybe a head coach might yell at you, but what did you make of the Aaron Glenn saga with the whole Rich Samini thing and Aaron Glenn refusing to answer questions? You ever been in a presser where the coach is just like, nah, I'm not talking about that, man?
Oh, yeah. I was in front of Bill Belichick multiple times where guys would ask him injury questions, and he would just sort of look at him like, why are you even asking that? You know I'm not going to say anything. So, you know, it's a little different now. Aaron Glenn's obviously got a lot of skins on the wall. He's been around the league. He's been a player. You know, he's been in the NFL for 30-plus years or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, it's a little different versus a, you know, 6-time Super Bowl winner doing it and a first-year head coach. So I get enough. It. He's frustrated. There's a lot going on. I'm sure that they don't want the leaks happening and all that. But, yeah, I get it.
Just an interesting answer, that's all. About the actual game on the field tonight, Eric, we saw the Patriots obviously a couple of weeks ago when they played the Falcons. Drake May just playing at an insanely high level. And as we try to build this offense here, what do you see that Drake May does with Josh McDaniels that has led them to have so much success this year?
Yeah, and that Falcons game was probably one of their worst games along this winning streak, you know, or at least the closest to a loss probably. And I mean, it's been since the beginning of the season, you know, his completion percentage has gone up. And, you know, for a guy who takes a lot of second and third level shots, it's pretty impressive. I mean, you know, I don't know what we knew about this offensive line coming into the season. I don't know what we knew about the wide receiver position. You know, Stephon Diggs coming off an injury, a lot of question marks at the other spots. But they've all really stepped up. I think what McDaniels has done is identify what each guy does well and figured out what their biggest weakness is and not ask them to do those things very often. So he's really kind of catered to his personnel well. You see, you know, Big Tonga at fullback, and they'll use multiple tight ends and try to really formation you to death and stuff like that. But again, it does fall back on the fact that May has a lot better touch anticipation timing than I thought he would have coming out. I really liked Dre coming out of college, but I also thought, hey, this could take 2 or 3 years before we see it mature. But there were even signs last year that he could become a very good quarterback in time, and you know, not very long time.
Eric, what's the national perception of Michael Penix and his struggles recently? Is this growing pains after only having so many starts, or do some people, you know, kind of using this to throw the red flags? Well, this is what we saw him. This is why, you know, he wasn't one of the top three or four mentioned when in that draft class.
Yeah, no, I mean, Michael was such an interesting player coming out of college. I mean, obviously the injury history was hard to overlook, but also he had kind of remade his game. You know, he was a little bit more of a scrambler and runner at Indiana, and then went to Washington. They ran this, you know, 4 and 5 widespread passing game where his arm strength was, you know, impossible to miss. It was really alluring. And you did see those wild shots and those overthrows and, you know, throws that got away from him sometimes, a little bit rushed, a little bit off his back foot kind of thing. And he has the arm strength to sometimes get past that. But I still thought there was something interesting. Given his age and certain other limitations, the health factor, my theory was like, I don't think I would spend more than a late first and early second round pick on him. But I also kind of understood the idea of, thrusting him in there with an offense that has a lot of skill position talent, tight end, wide receiver, running back, you know, multiple guys in Atlanta. I thought maybe this is the kind of place where it could work in a dome, just throwing the football crisply and getting the ball downfield in a hurry. And at times we've seen that, but just the inconsistency, especially on third down, it feels like he's missing his guys and too often dialing in on Drake. And, you know, I would say Zach Robinson also has to answer for why they aren't consistent enough running the football and or marrying the run game and the pass game together. He's been mentioned in obviously some college searches. I think Oklahoma State would be the most natural fit if there was one, but I don't know if that relationship is gonna last. I don't know if there's a problem there. It's hard for me to say on the outside, but it looks like they're kind of calling a bunch of plays versus having a grand concept in mind. And I could be wrong about that, of course, but I wish there was a little bit more cohesion. And so it's tough. You kind of expected Michael to come into the league a little bit more play ready, given his experience. And at times it's looked okay, but at times it's obviously been, you know, a little bit disappointing.
Yeah, we wish there's a little more cohesion as well. We are joined by NFL writer Eric Edholm on the morning shift. I am going to stay on the Falcons thread for a second because, like you mentioned, there's been a little bit of inconsistency going on. They are playing the Panthers this weekend. You could say the same about them. So what do you make of this matchup between the two teams?
Yeah, the two unknowns, really. I mean, you know, Panthers are 5-5. You know, those two teams easily could flip records. I don't think there's, you know, they're obviously the shutout early in the season was one of the stranger results in the league this year, I thought. Carolina has some pretty notable victories. I mean, going into Green Bay, I don't know, again, maybe the Packers aren't quite as good as we thought, but still, you know, that was a big one for them. But they've also been taken to the woodshed a few times, including by New England. So, yeah, I mean, Bryce Young is probably in a similar position in that, you know, you see some positives out there. I don't think he's as naturally talented or gifted as Michael, but he's got some pretty good instincts and can throw the ball a little bit, and he's a good sort of short and medium distributor. But, you know, they too have not, you know, if Rico Dowdle hasn't been running effectively, their offense really goes into the tank, it seems like. So, again, just the kind of a, whereas Atlanta, you feel like there are multiple options, and if they can kind of get one of these things going, okay. In Carolina, it feels like it's either Tet McMillan catching a jump ball or Rico Dowdle breaking a tackle and making a long play, and that's really their offense. So some limitations on that side of the ball. They're vastly improved defensively compared to last year when they gave up the most points in NFL history, but still not a unit that they were going to really take teams over, I don't think. So, yeah, just kind of a mixed bag overall with some surprisingly good and some surprisingly bad, I'd say.
Eric in Philly, A.J. Brown's now going on, what, a Twitch or a stream or something and essentially complaining, saying, don't, you know, get rid of me if you got me on fantasy. Why does that locker room every other year seemingly have an issue? What's going on up there in Philly?
Well,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
They're big egos and big talents, you know? I mean, that's the thing. You win a Super Bowl and it kind of raises the bar a little bit and raises the temperature in the room. And so, you know, A.J., obviously his issues in Tennessee were maybe a little bit different, contract-related possibly, but I think there was also some tension there too. And, you know, he's a competitive guy who's stuck in a sort of a throwback offense, I guess you would say, in some respects. I mean, they were, you know, good enough to win the other night, but does anybody feel like this is a championship offense right now? Even with what they can do defensively, even with, you know, the kicking game returning this year and their special teams being overall good, you know, they're going to win the division. Very good chance they could get, you know, one of the top two or three seeds, be in good position to repeat. But obviously Brown not getting the ball enough for his liking, except for that late. You know, they throw to him on 4th and 6 with 25 seconds left or whatever, but, you know, ignore him for most of the game. I don't know. Is it a Brown Hurts thing? Is it a Brown Sirianni thing? Is there some other context layer that we're not seeing? I don't know. But sometimes you can channel that energy in a positive way and put it towards winning a title. But yeah, we'll see. I don't know if they're my pick to win it all this year again, but I think they'll be in the mix.
Yeah, have a hard time thinking with that offensive line, that run game, there won't be.
Yeah.
Eric, man, look, we always appreciate your time. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We'll catch up again soon.
All right, enjoy the game Sunday. See ya.
Good stuff, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.